From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Whether in Olympia or other urban parts of our state, there seems to be a big misunderstanding or ignorance of what the H-2A guest worker visa program is and how it works. Pam Lewison, the Washington Policy Center's Ag Director, says many believe H-2A workers take jobs that would otherwise be filled by locals. But the way H-2A works...
You have to advertise for a minimum of 60 days ahead of your first date of hire and effectively prove to the U.S. Department of Labor that there is a labor shortage in your area, as in there are no people who are able-bodied, have the ability or the desire to work for you.
Then Lewison says, if you make your case, you can apply for H-2A workers with stipulations.
For 50% of that contract, so however long they're here, if they are here for 6 months or 3 months after your H-2A workers arrive, you have to give preference to local hires.
Which means
if you have 50 H-2A workers and 50 people from town show up at some point during that first 3 months, you must sit your H-2A workers out and hire the local 50 people while still paying the 50 H-2A workers.
And Lewison says paying for their housing, transportation, medical, dental, and other necessities. Tune in tomorrow for more.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.